Now, while Hollywood films seem to get endless exposure, it's pretty easy to forget just how many of the finest directors cut their teeth in the British film industry, whether that be Alfred Hitchcock or blockbuster directors like Christopher Nolan, Danny Boyle. We've seen how British films continue to obtain universal appeal. Now, on the line, we have the programmer and director of the British Film Festival, Kim Patalis, to tell us all about what we can expect from the British Film Festival, which kicked off yesterday. Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Look, this year we're presenting 20 new releases, and most of them are Australian premieres. And it features, you know, many high-profile films, including the opening night film that we launched the festival with last night, Breathe, which is, you know, the remarkable, inspirational true story of Robin Cavendish and his wife Diana, who defied such odds to pave the way for change after he was diagnosed with polio. Mm. And that's been a real standout from the London Film Festival. The film actually opened the London Film Festival a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And there's, you know, amongst those 20 new releases, there's, you know, some really great films, including Goodbye Christopher Robin, which is a wonderful insight into the relationship between the beloved children's author A.A. Milne and his son, whose choice actually inspired Milne to write the Winnie the Pooh book. Mm-hmm. There's a film called On Chesil Beach, which is a real emotional love story with Saoirse Ronan, who we remember from the hit of the British Film Festival from a couple of years ago, Brooklyn. And there's a wonderful film called The Bookshop with Bill Nye and Emily Mortimer, which is set in a coastal seaside town in the late 1950s. And she wants to open a bookshop, and the locals and the establishment, you know, are trying to deny her. And you know, she finds an ally in the Bill Nye character to get this happening. That's a really interesting film. And one that I've got to tell you that really took me by surprise is a film called Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool, and that's it's a true story about a romance between the Hollywood icon Gloria Graham, who I must confess I didn't know that much about personally, even though she'd won an Academy Award in 1952, and her affair with a much younger British lover, who's actually played by Jamie Bell, who was Billy Elliot from many years ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
And it's Annette Bening actually plays the character of Gloria Graham, and she is absolutely terrific in this film, and I think she'll get an Oscar nomination for her performance.
Oh, fantastic. I've heard one of the most anticipated films getting a bit of buzz is the latest from comedian Arnando Iannucci. He's best known for sort of TV comedies like Veep and In the Thick of It. The Death of Stalin takes us to Soviet Russia.
Yes, so that's a really clever satire. It's got an incredibly witty script, and it features an all-star cast, including Steve Buscemi, Michael Palin's in the film, and it's a film that has got that, you know, real cutting edge, quick-witted British humour, and it's just a very, very funny comedy, and I think that will go down exceptionally well with an audience.
Fantastic. There's also a fascinating new film from the director of the first film to come out of Saudi Arabia, Haifa al-Mansour, whose second film is a biopic of Mary Shelley, which is quite an interesting topic. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, that's, another great biopic that we've got in the festival. It stars Elle Fanning, who, you know, recently starred in Coppola's The Beguiled, and she plays Mary Wollstonecraft, and it's about her relationship with Percy Shelley and how she got to write that very, very famous novel. And her most famous creation, Frankenstein.
It's quite interesting to read that the director, Haifa, got her master's degree in filmmaking at Sydney Uni.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it was a quite interesting little stat my producer found. and there's also a bit of a revival of musicals, I guess, maybe with the success of La La Land, and director John Cameron Mitchell has mixed it all together in a sort of a sci-fi, punk rock, queer musical. Sounds like an interesting mix.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's a really interesting film. It's very different to a lot of the other period films that we've got in the festival, and I mean that stars Nicole Kidman and Alex Sharp and Elle Fanning again. So that's a film that'll certainly appeal to that younger audiences looking for something a little bit more edgy in the festival.
Yeah, for sure. Now, every festival's got sort of special events and sort of special screenings. Can you tell us about the Agatha Christie series that you've got going on there too?
Yeah, this year, every year in the British Film Festival, it's most important to have a retrospective element just to tap into that, you know, rich history of British cinema. And this year, our retrospective is called Classic Clues, Solving a British Mystery. And felt the time was right to present once again those four wonderful Agatha Christie films that were such massive hits in the 1970s and 1980s, Death on the Nile, Evil Under the Sun, The Mirror Cracked, and Murder on the Orient Express.
Mm.
Because there's a new Murder on the Orient Express that you know Kenneth Branagh's made that's coming out in a couple of weeks' time, and there's a lot of interest in Agatha Christie again, and it was really important to showcase these films that featured such wonderful casts and also such exotic locations.
Yeah.
And to also complement those four classic films as part of that mystery suspense theme that we're doing as far as our retrospective goes, where direct from the Cannes Film Festival, we're screening a restoration of Blow Up, which is that famous Antonioni film that really sums up the swinging 60s of London. And the film launched Vanessa Redgrave and David Hemmings. And also a really great film starring Dirk Bogarde called Victim that was such a groundbreaking film in its time that it helped address the Britain's archaic laws against homosexuality, and it certainly assisted changes in law in Britain at the time. And I think that film is such a topical subject today with the yes and no vote. So it's a film that I thoroughly recommend.
Well, fantastic. It seems like something for everyone right there. People can get to britishfilmfestival.com.au. The venues are at the Palace Cinema in Norton Street and Verona and the Chevelle Cinema in Paddington as well. Jump on there, grab your tickets. Looks like a fantastic few weeks there, Kim.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think it's our strongest festival yet.
Yeah.
And, so far the early ticket sales have been quite extraordinary. So we're really looking forward to a successful festival.
Excellent. Well, good luck with it all, and thanks very much for joining us on 2SER.
Pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Cheers. That was Kim Batalis, who is the director of the British Film Festival, which just kicked off last night. But jump on to britishfilmfestival.com.au and find a film that you want to see, because there's plenty of great ones in there.